This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States has finally agreed to send longer-range bombs to Ukraine as it prepares to launch a spring offensive to retake territory Russia captured last year. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The U.S. is expected to announce on Friday that it will provide ground-launched small-diameter bombs as part of a $2 billion aid package. For the first time, the package is expected to include equipment to connect all the different air defense systems that Western allies have rushed to the battlefield in Ukraine. The goal is to integrate them into Ukraine's own air defenses to help it better defend against Russia's continued missile attacks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Department officials say it is too risky to shoot down a massive Chinese spy balloon spotted over the western United States. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
A senior defense official on Thursday told reporters the government has very high confidence that the large high-altitude balloon is from China and is flying over sensitive sites in the western United States to collect information. Among the states it has been floating above is Montana, where one of the country's three nuclear missile silo fields is located at Malmstrom Air Force Base. A decision has been made not to shoot it down, according to officials, because of the potential risk to people on the ground. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of just over 5 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made the announcement Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. The UN says Mali faces a multidimensional crisis fueled by insecurity, conflict, and climate change. This is VOA News. Iran, make that Israel's foreign ministry, says Israel and Sudan have finalized a deal to normalize relations following a transfer of power from the military to a civilian government in Khartoum. After generations of non-recognition, Sudan pledged to take steps towards diplomatic ties with Israel as part of a deal brokered in 2020. Sudan's military, which has been in charge of the country since October of 2021's coup, but says it intends to hand over power to a civilian government, is seen as having led the move towards establishing relationships with Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with members of the Congressional Black Caucus Thursday in the Oval Office to explore whether it's possible to get policing reform legislation back on track. President Biden says he hopes the attention from the fatal police beating in Memphis, Tennessee, leads Congress to a move to police reform.
My hope is this dark memory spurs some action that we've all been fighting for.
U.S. President Joe Biden. Harris spoke Wednesday at the funeral of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, where she and the White House would settle, the White House would settle for nothing less than ambitious federal legislation to crack down on police brutality. A woman in the U.S. city of Chicago appeared in court Thursday on charges that she kept her mother's dead body in a freezer for nearly 2 years while living in a nearby apartment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
The judge turned down a defense request to lower the $20,000 bond for 69-year-old Eva Bratcher, calling the allegations against her very disturbing. Investigators need to determine exactly how her 96-year-old mother died around March of 2021, but they allege Bratcher concealed the body in a freezer in the garage while possessing a fraudulent ID card. Looking to determine if Bratcher, who has past convictions for forgery, was collecting her late mother's Social Security check. Police were contacted by a granddaughter, worried after losing touch with the elderly woman. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of frustrated people in the U.S. state of Texas shivered in their homes without power for a second day Thursday after ice brought down power lines, mostly around the capital, Austin. The deep freeze has been blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths on slick roads this week in Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And even as Texas finally began thawing out Thursday, a new Arctic front from Canada headed toward the northeast U.S., threatening the New England region with potentially the coldest weather in decades. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.